Border Czar Tom Homan rebukes Pope Francis, leave border enforcement to us. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 11, 2025. Border Czar Tom Homan advised Pope Francis to focus on the Catholic Church after the Pope criticized the Trump administration's deportation of illegal aliens from the United States. When asked by a reporter on Tuesday about the Pope's harsh words criticizing the Trump administration's mass deportations of illegal aliens who have been residing in the U.S., Homan advised Pope Francis to fix the Catholic Church and concentrate on his work. Homan's words came after Pope Francis wrote an open letter to U.S. Catholic bishops, stating that illegal aliens should not be treated as criminals, according to CBS News. "I've got harsh words for the Pope," Homan responded. "The Pope ought to fix the Catholic Church. I'm saying this as a lifelong Catholic, I was baptized Catholic. He ought to fix the Catholic Church and concentrate on his work and leave border enforcement to us." Homan pointed out that Pope Francis wanted to attack the Trump administration for wanting to secure the U.S. southern border, while there is a wall around the Vatican. "He wants to attack us for securing our border. He's got a wall around the Vatican, does he not?" Homan questioned. "So, he's got a wall around to protect his people and himself, but we can't have a wall around the United States? So, I wish he'd stick to the Catholic Church and fix that and leave border enforcement to us." Breitbart News's Thomas D. Williams previously reported that in Pope Francis's open letter, he also criticized Vice President J.D. Vance for allegedly misinterpreting the Augustinian concept of Ordo Amoris. In his letter, Pope Francis writes, "I have followed closely the major crisis that is taking place in the United States with the initiation of a program of mass deportations. The rightly formed conscience cannot fail to make a critical judgment and express its disagreement with any measure that tacitly or explicitly identifies the illegal status of some migrants with criminality. At the same time, one must recognize the right of a nation to defend itself and keep communities safe from those who have committed violent or serious crimes while in the country or prior to arrival. That said, the act of deporting people who in many cases have left their own land for reasons of extreme poverty, insecurity, exploitation, persecution or serious deterioration of the environment, damages the dignity of many men and women, and of entire families, and places them in a state of particular vulnerability and defenselessness. The Pope's criticism of the Trump administration's deportations of illegal aliens comes as the Vatican recently announced that it was increasing its border security and would be increasing monetary sanctions and prison sentences for violators who cross its borders without having permission. In a decree from Cardinal Fernando Verge-Alzaga, who serves as the president of the Pontifical Commission for Vatican City-State, it was explained that people who enter the Vatican's airspace or territory without permission will face monetary fines ranging from 10,000 to 25,000 euros. Violators would also face prison sentences ranging from 1 to 4 years.